In Pakistan, on the outskirts of Karachi, police have found a body in a shallow grave. They believe it's the body of Daniel Pearl, the Wall Street Journal reporter, who was kidnapped on January 23rd while investigating possible collaboration between Al-Qaeda and Richard Reed, the alleged shoe bomber. DNA tests will determine whether Pearl's remains have, in fact, been found. If so, the discovery could affect the trial of four men accused of kidnapping and murdering him. Joining us from Karachi is Washington Post reporter Carl Vick. Welcome, Mr. Vick.
Hi.
Why do police believe the body might be that of Daniel Pearl, and what did they find at the grave that might suggest that?
I think they had information from whoever led them to the place that it would be Pearl. And what they found in the grave was, I guess, a dismembered corpse, including, gruesomely enough, the head severed from the body, which was something that was documented in this videotape that was delivered to the U.S. consulate here about a month after his abduction. But also some clothing that they recognized from the photos that were emailed with the sort of ransom note. Shortly after his abduction, the sweatsuit that you saw in the picture was in the grave, at least the top of it.
And this gravesite was near a shed or a cinder block hut that is similar to the one in the videotape, right?
Yeah, the interior of that hut, they weren't letting reporters into the place, but police said they recognized the backdrop, they recognized the chair that was in the photo, things like that.
And you said police were led to this site by someone.
Well, they didn't seem to find it, you know, on their own or from a tip. It's really not clear. They haven't formally announced any new suspects. There have been reports and rumors of such. It's quite a remote place. It's way out on the edge of this, you know, vast city of 14 million people. It's literally in a really lush little compound that the signs on the outside say identify as a nursery. They have seeds for sale, they say. And there's one building sort of built into the wall. It's fairly small, and that apparently was where he was kept.
If indeed this turns out to be the body of Daniel Pearl, I guess one would assume that it could have significant effects on the trial of those that are charged with his murder.
It will, obviously. It's not clear yet what those effects are. People have said one of the reasons the outcome of the trial might be called into question is the absence of a corpse. This will, you know, this should produce one. The authorities seem pretty confident, and I think the Americans are too, that it's him. You know, that'll give them a victim. I mean, the defense, one of the things the defense lawyers have said is, Danny's alive and in London, and we're going to prove that. Well, if they can prove he's in a grave outside Karachi, that ought to undercut that part of the defense a good bit.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
The Washington Post's Carl Vick speaking with us from Karachi, Pakistan.